بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Okay, this is our session number 23. Session number 23, we're reading from Lessons in Arabic Language, Book 1, Al-Mustaw al-Awwal, Dr. Kifa Abdul Rahim, Islamic University of Medina, Arabic Language Institute. And today, in this session number 23, we will be reviewing just briefly some of the concepts that we have, grammatical points that we have studied early on in the first few lessons by topic today. Instead of going chapter by chapter, we're going to skip some of the chapters because we're going to mention what's in those chapters along with where they initially were presented in the earlier chapters. So we're going to try to do it by topic today, from the beginning to the end. After that, we're going to have a quick review of the English key for lesson number 13, part A and part B, which hopefully we're going to finish the exercises for part B today, exercises 3, 4, 5, and 6. We're going to look at the Ism Ishara Lil-Qarib chart, yani the chart for the demonstrative pronouns for things which are near for part B. And then, inshallah, if we still have time, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we're going to look at the English key for part C, for the third part, and the Arabic text for that part, and we'll see, yani, after that. So, today, inshallah, we're going to review some of the earlier chapters, yani, by topic, and then we're going to look at the English key. Quick review of the English key, part A and part B, and we're going to finish the exercises for part B, and try to look at the beginnings of part C. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot one thing. The homework review sheet. Yes, we're going to also do the homework review sheet number 8. After we do the initial review of the earlier topics, we're going to do homework review sheet number 8. Okay, so let's get started quickly. And by the way, in case I forget to mention, we're going to have to modify the time slot for the Book 1 class and the Book 2 class, because the time for Asr is getting earlier and earlier, and the time for the Book 2 class has been cut off by about 15 minutes. So in order to balance it out a little bit, we're going to look at the schedule. So please pay attention and look for announcement of the new time slot for this class, Book 1, and for Book 2, if you are also joining that class. During the week, inshallah, I'll send out the time slot modification. Okay, so from the earlier topics that we discussed, if we start at the beginning with chapter number 1, or we should say, I'll say chapter number 1 and 2 and 6 and 7. In those chapters, we dealt with the Ism al-Ishara, Ism al-Ishara. And Ism al-Ishara in English is called the demonstrative pronoun. It is a pronoun that's used to point to things, whether they are near, okay, or far, masculine or feminine, singular, dual, or plural. So far we have looked at now the demonstrative pronouns for things which are masculine, near and far, in lesson 1 and 2. Yani hadha and dhalika, this and that, this is and that is. And in 6 and 7 we had the feminine ism ishara for things which are near and far. Hadhihi for things which are near, this is, and tilka for things which are far, that is. Also in lesson 13, we had plurals for the ism ishara. Yani in the first part of lesson 13, we had ha'ulai, the plural for both masculine and feminine. The plural for both masculine and feminine, hadha and hadhihi. And we're going to also have, in this lesson, before we finish it, we're going to have the plural for things which are far. For both dhalika and tilka, we're going to have ula'ika. Okay, so these are the majority of the ism ishara, demonstrative pronouns, except the duals. Okay, so we had that in lesson 1, and in lesson 2 for masculine things, near and far, in lesson 6 and 7 for feminine things, near and far, and in lesson 13, the plurals. The next topic that we dealt with was the definite article, alif lam. Okay, contrasting the words that are definite with alif lam, al-kitab, the book, as opposed to what we had seen before that, words which are indefinite with tanween, kitabun, a book. Also in lesson 3 we had the discussion concerning the sun letters and the moon letters, or the solar letters and the lunar letters, al-huruf al-shamsiyah and huruf al-qamariyah, And the rule concerning that, if a letter begins with a sun letter, yani which are 14 letters of the alphabet, if it begins with a sun letter, then if we add Aleph Lam to that word, we have to double the sun letter and merge the Lam into it. So instead of saying Al Shams, we say Ash-Shams. In lesson 4, we're introduced to two concepts, prepositions and pronouns. Okay, I'm going to look at prepositions first. Prepositions are particles, yani harf jar, or haruf al-jar. They are particles which have an object. Okay, so there's a noun following a preposition. The prepositions that we had in lesson 4 were fi, in, ala, on, min, from, and ila, to. Those were four prepositions that we had all in lesson 4. And the rule concerning prepositions, or harf jar, is that the noun following it, the object of the preposition, changes its case ending, its i'rab, from being marfu'un with dhamma to being majrurun with kasra. Okay, we also had prepositions in lesson 6. We had li, which means for, and we had in lesson 10, bi, which means at or in. Yani, bil jamia islamia, yani at the Islamic University of Medina, for example. Okay, so, and we're going to have further prepositions in later lessons. So in lesson 4, we're introduced to the concept of prepositions, and in 6 and 10, we also had new prepositions to add to our list. Also in lesson 4, we had pronouns, personal pronouns, like I, when you're speaking about yourself, anta, when you're speaking directly to an individual male, huwa, and hiya, the third person pronouns, singular for masculine and feminine, he or she. Those are personal pronouns. And we had those, all of those four, huwa, hiya, anta, and ana, in lesson 4. We also had a further discussion of pronouns, yani possessive pronouns, in lesson 10. We had possessive pronouns in lesson 10. Like we had, yani when you were to say, your book, kitabu ka, his book, kitabu hu, her book, kitabu ha, my book, kitabi. So the same pronouns that we had, the singulars that we had in lesson 4 for personal pronouns, we had the corresponding possessive pronouns showing possession in lesson 10. Okay, so we had now personal pronouns in lesson 4 and corresponding possessive pronouns in lesson 10. And in the lessons that follow, lesson 11 was a review lesson. In 12 and 13, we had more possessive and personal pronouns. And in 14 and 15, we have the remainder of them. Okay, so the pronouns, personal pronouns and possessive pronouns, the personal pronouns started in lesson 4, the possessive pronouns started in lesson 10, and what remains of personal and possessive pronouns are in the lessons that follow up to lesson 15. Okay, also in lesson 4, besides prepositions and pronouns, we also were introduced to the past tense verb. We had kharaja and dhahaba. Okay, and in lesson 8 we had jalasa, and this is just an introduction, yani, to the past tense verb, which will be studied in detail in book 2. And then we had, yani, more, yani, forms of the isnad of the past tense verb, al-fi'l al-madi, in lesson 10, and in lesson 12, and in 13, 14, and 15, they were completed, past tense verbs. Okay, this is introduction to the conjugation of the past tense verb, which will be analyzed and studied in detail in book 2. Also, we had in lesson 4 another concept, that is the concept of words that are diptotes, yani mamnu' min as-sarf. Yani we said in lesson 4 that the feminine proper nouns like Aisha too, or Zainabu, yani feminine proper nouns, Maryamu, they do not take tanween, they are diptotes. Okay, the rule concerning diptotes or words that are mamnu' min as-sarf is two main rules. Number one, they don't take tanween. And number two, if they are majroor, in the genitive case, they don't take kasra, instead they take a secondary sign, that is, fatha. Okay, so we were introduced to this concept of words that are mamnu' min as-sarf that don't take tanween, with the first category of words that are mamnu' min as-sarf that we had in this book, that is feminine proper nouns, the names of females. We were introduced to other words that are also, yani mamnu' min as-sarf in future lessons, like in lesson 9, we had adjectives that have an extra two letters, aleph and noon, like jaw'an, atashan, ghadaban, any adjectives that have this extra alif and noon added to the end are also mamnu' min as-sarf. Diptotes, they don't take tanween, they don't take kasra when they are majrur. And in lesson 10, we had another category of words that are mamnu' min as-sarf. That is masculine proper nouns that end with ta marbuta. Masculine proper nouns that end with ta marbuta, like Talha, Usama, Hamza, and so on. These are masculine proper nouns which normally take tanween, but if they end with ta marbuta, they are also from the category of mamnu' min as-sarf. And in lesson 13, we had another category, two categories of words that are mamnu' min as-sarf. That is two patterns of broken plurals. Yani, fu'ala'u and af'ila'u. Those are two of the eight patterns that we had in lesson 13, in this lesson that we're dealing with right now, the first part of this lesson. Two of those patterns, af'ila'u and fu'ala'u, are mamnu' min as-sarf. So, these are some of the categories that we have had so far, of words that are mamnu' min as-sarf. Four. And in the lessons that follow, we're going to have more categories of words that are mamnu' min as-sarf, and we're going to bring them all together. All the categories that we have, that we're going to take in book one, we're going to have them all together in lesson 22 and lesson 23, in the end of book one. That's what we had in lesson four. In lesson five, we had the concept of al-idhafa. The two parts of the idhafa we know are al-mudhafu and al-mudhafu ilayhi. And the rules concerning al-idhafa is that the first part of the idhafa construction never takes alif-lam. The second part takes either, never takes alif-lam or tanween. The second part takes either alif-lam or tanween. The first part takes neither one of them. Okay, that's the first rule. The second rule concerning the two parts of the idhafa construction, yani like kitabullahi, yani the book of Allah, or miftah as-sayyarati, the key of the car. This is an idhafa construction. The two parts of it, the first part can take any vowel ending, case ending, depend on its position in the sentence. If it could be marfu'un, could be mansubun, it could be majrur, depending on whether it's a mubtada or object of a verb or object of a preposition and so on. The second part, the mudhafu ilayh, is always majrur. Those are the rules concerning idhafa that we took in lesson 5. We also were introduced to the concept of the dharf, the adverb. And the adverb is of two types, dharf al-makan, the adverb of place, and dharf al-zaman, the adverb of time. In lesson 5, we had the first dharf, that is the word tahta, which means underneath. And later on, we had other dhuruf, dharf al-makan, adverbs of place, like in lesson 8, we had amama and khalfa, in front of and behind. And in lesson 9, we had inda, in the presence of. And in lesson 10, we had ma'a, to be with. And we said that the dharf, its rule is that the word following it is going to be connected to it as mudhafu ilayhi. That means it's going to always be majrur. The word that follows a dharf, under, in front of, behind, with, and so on, these, the words that follow it is always going to be mudhafu ilayhi, majrur. The sign that is majrur, primary sign, is kasra. We also had in lesson 5, Ya and Nida, the vocative Ya, and we said that the Munada, the word that follows it, is going to be Mabniun ala Dhamma. So, yani the word, for example, Mahmudun, if you were calling Mahmud, O Mahmud, when you say Ya Mahmud, it loses its tanween. It becomes Ya Mahmudu. The Munada, the word after Ya and Nida, is always going to be Mabniun ala Dhamma, a single vowel Dhamma. And we also were introduced slightly, indirectly, to the concept of a word that's mabniyun, meaning its ending is fixed, it doesn't change. We had the word men, which means who. It's a question word, but it's mabniyun ala sukun. So it doesn't change from sukun. So even if it's in an idhafa construction, as we saw in lesson 5, kitabu men, the book of who, whose book is this? Men is the mudhafu ilayhi. It should be majrur, but we say this is a special type of word. It's called mabniyun, and we say it's mabniyun ala sukun, fixed ending. Okay, we already mentioned that in lesson 6 we had the ism ishara for feminine things near hadihi, and in the following lesson, feminine things far tilka. But also in lesson 6 we had the concept of changing nouns and adjectives to feminine by adding ta marbuta. So, azizun, if you add ta marbuta, then it becomes azizatun. The karmabut is always preceded by fatah. Kabirun becomes kabiratun, and this makes it feminine. We had this concept in lesson 6. And in lesson 6, I think I already mentioned we had the preposition li, which means belongs to. Okay, 7 we already mentioned is tilka. 8, there were two main concepts introduced in lesson 8. That is the concept of the ism ishara, which has a bedel. Yani when you have an ism ishara followed by a noun with alif lam. So for example, if we had the sentence hadha kitabun, this is a book. If we change kitabun to al kitab, that means it became a bedel for hadha. Hadha al kitab doesn't mean this is the book, it means this book. That concept of bedel, yani, meaning that either of these words can be exchanged for the other. You can make the sentence with either one of them, but together they make the sentence more specific and more clear. That came in lesson 8. And also, very importantly, in lesson 8 we had the i'rab of the ism maksur. Yani, the ism maksur, it is a mu'rab word. It's not mabniun, but its vowel doesn't change because it ends with fatha alif, like amrika, inkaltara, musa, isa. All of these words end with fatha alif, whether it's alif mamduda, the alif that looks like a one, or alif maksura that looks like a ya at the end of a word without its two dots. Words that end with fatha alif, yani the ism maksur, yani it is mu'rab. It changes from being marfoon to majrurun and mansub, but we don't see an indication of the change by a vowel movement. We don't see any vowel movement because alif, as the last letter, is not a consonant. It cannot take a vowel. We also had more adverbs in lesson 8. We already talked about amama and khalfa. And we had the past tense verb jalasa. In lesson 9, we had the very important concept. In addition to another varf inda, we also had the relative pronoun alladhi, which means who, or that which if it's in reference to a thing. And later on, we had the feminine of it, allati. And later on, yani when we deal with plurals, we're going to have the plural of it, alladhina. Yani al-allai or allati. Both of them are plurals for allati. But most important thing in lesson 9 is the na'at and man'ut, the adjective and the word that it qualifies. And we said that the na'at, the adjective, also known as a sifa, yani, it must follow the thing, the word that is qualifying. Yani baytun kabirun. A big house. In Arabic you say baytun, house, and then you bring the adjective, the na'at or the sifa, kabirun, and that na'at or sifa kabirun has to agree with the word that is qualifying in four things. In being masculine or feminine, at-tazkir wa ta'anith, being mu'annath or mudhakkar, and also at-tankir wa ta'arif, and being nakira or ma'arifa, definite or indefinite, and also in its i'rab, yani being marfoon or mansub or majroor. And the fourth thing, which we didn't discuss in lesson 9, or we didn't cover in lesson 9, is that it has to agree with the number, and being singular, dual, or plural. That's what we had in lesson 9. In lesson 10, I already mentioned that we had the possessive pronouns, ka, hu, ha, and e. And we also had the preposition be. But importantly, we also had in lesson 5, the further conjugation of the past tense verb. We had dhahabta and dhahabtu. We had the dharf ma'a, which I mentioned already. And we also had the masculine proper nouns that end with tarmabuta, do not take tanween, the mamnu and sarf. All of that we had in lesson 10. I mentioned those with the subject where it was first introduced early on. But we had a new topic completely in lesson 10, that is al-asma al-khamsa, the five special nouns in the Arabic language. From amongst them, two of them are abun and akhun. And these type of words, these five words in Arabic language, including ab and akh, have a special i'rab when, only when they are in idhafa. When they are connected in idhafa, as the first part of an idhafa construction, like you say, the father of Muhammad or the brother of Aisha, then what happens with this word then is that instead of it, if it's marfu'un, instead of the sign of it being marfu'un is dhamma, it takes waw, that which elongates the dhamma. And instead of it being majrur with kasra, it takes ya, that which elongates the kasra. And instead of it being mansub with fatha, its sign that it's mansub is alif, yani the letter that elongates the fatha. So it has a special i'rab only when it's in idhafa. In that case, we say the sign of it being marfoon is waw, the sign of it being majroor is ya, and the sign of it being mansub is alif. In lesson 11, it was really a review lesson, but we did have ma nafiya in there, like ma indi sayara, yani the ma of negation. I do not have a car. Ma indi, I do not have. And we also had the yani introduction, but not really the study of the mafa'ulun bi, because we had the verb uhibbu. We had uhibbu allaha, yani أحب رسول الله, and we words like this, صلى الله عليه وسلم. So the meaning here is that the object of the verb is called the maf'ulun bi, and its case is that it's mansub. The primary sign of being mansub is fatha. We didn't study this in any detail, but some examples came in the lesson, so it's mentioned there that the object of the verb is called the maf'ulun bi, and its i'rab is that it's mansub, the primary sign being fatha. In lesson 12, we had more personal and possessive pronouns and more conjugation of the past tense verb. And we also had the feminine singular relative pronoun, yani the feminine of alladhi, allati, which means who, if it's in reference to a person, and which, if it's in reference to a human being. The last lesson, which the lesson which we are now is lesson 13, deals with plurals, demonstrative plurals, demonstrative pronouns, plurals of demonstrative pronouns, plurals of personal pronouns, plurals of possessive pronouns, and plurals of the past tense verb. Everything related to plurals we're continuing to have in this lesson 13, including we had the sound plurals, masculine and feminine sound plurals, and 8 of the more than 20 patterns of broken plurals. We had 8 patterns, which, yani in the last few weeks, I have been reminding you again and again and again that you have to memorize these 8 patterns, and you have to memorize them with examples for them. I hope by now we have memorized most of them, if not all of them. Amongst those 8 patterns, broken plural patterns, there are 2. أَفْعِلَاءُ and فُعَلَاءُ. أَفْعِلَاءُ and فُعَلَاءُ. Those 2 patterns are broken plural patterns that are مَمْنُوع مِنْ الصَّرْفِ. Alright? So, that means they don't take تَنْوِين and they don't take كَسْرَ if they're مَجْرُور. So, then that means for مَمْنُوع مِنْ الصَّرْفِ, we had it introduced first in lesson 4 with feminine proper nouns, and we had it in lesson 9 with adjectives that end with alif and noon, and we had it in lesson 10 with masculine proper nouns that end with ta marbuta, like Hamza and Usama and Talha, and now we had it also in lesson 13 with 2 broken plural patterns that are mamnu'a min as-sarf. These are the main concepts that we have covered up until now, lesson 13, al-idhafa, ya al-nida, the munada, the bedal, the ism ishara that has a bedal, the ism maqsoor, the na'at and man'ut, the asma al-khamsa, ma'anafia, plurals, alif, lam, and tanween, ism ishara. These are the concepts, the main concepts that we have studied up until now. I hope if any of those concepts are not clear, then please go back to the original lessons, read the English key, and go over any of the exercises wherever something is not clear to you. Okay. I hope that this review has made clear to you the areas that you may need, yani, to go back and review, or it has made clear to you that, alhamdulillah, mashallah, you have retained all of this information. And I hope that's the case for most of us. But in any case, the purpose of the review is to remind us of where we at, where we are, so that we'll see where we have fallen short and where we have not fallen short, and we'll be able to go back and look at those areas where we need a little further work. Alright, so this is our review of all the concepts, pretty much, that we have taken up until lesson 13, and where we have studied them at, in different parts of the book. Now we're going to go to the next part of our class today, and that is the weekly homework review sheet number 8. Okay, weekly homework review sheet number 8. Okay, we just have 1 page today, because the next page is dealing with another topic, prepositions and pronouns. So this page is talking about the adjective. Okay, at the top of the page it says an-na'atu, an-na'atu. Yani this is also known as as-sifatu. Yani na'at when man'ut is one way that it's referred to, and another way is as-sifatu and al-mawsufu. Means an adjective and the word that it qualifies. The instruction says imla al-farag bina'atin munasibin. Fill in the space or the blank with a adjective that is suitable, and suitable or appropriate adjective. Na'atin munasibin. Fill in the blanks with a suitable adjective. Okay, so they gave us a sentence, and in that sentence there's a word that's a man'ut, and it needs a na'at to qualify it or to describe it. Keep in mind that whatever word you use, it should be suitable, meaning it makes sense. And also, you have to use it in the right way. It has to agree with the man'ut in being definite or indefinite, in being masculine or feminine, in being singular, dual, or plural, which we're not going to deal with here in this particular lesson, and in being يعني مرفوعاً ومجرورٌ ومنسوبٌ. Okay, so the first sentence, number one, says أعندك دفترٌ. Do you have a notebook? So we want to describe that notebook with a description. Any description that's suitable. I wrote أعندك دفترٌ جديدٌ. Do you have a new notebook? You could have said عندك دفتر كبير صغير and so on, whatever. نعم قديم as well as جديد. The second sentence note here though that جديد has تنوين like دفتر and جديد is مرفوع like دفتر and جديد is masculine like دفتر. So it has to agree in all of these things. Number two, الدفتر blank من الهندي. The daftar is from India. Now I want to describe that daftar and I want to say the such and such daftar is from India. Okay, the important thing is that the adjective that I use, the not that I use, has to be definite like the man'ut at daftar. It has to be marfoon. And it also has to be mudhakkar, masculine, like at daftar. It has to agree with it in these matters. So I'm going to use the same word that I used for daftar before, daftarun jadidun. But now, the man'ut is definite, so I have to change the adjective to becoming definite. So I wrote, الدفتر الجديد من الهندي. You could have written, الدفتر القديم, الدفتر الكبير, الدفتر الصغير. The important thing, it has to agree with, يعني the man'ut, الدفتر, and being definite, and being marfoon, and being masculine. Sentence number three. This is ما النافية, the ما of negation. ما عندي قلم. ما عندي قلم. I do not have a pen. I want to describe that pen with any word that's suitable. ما عندي قلم قديم. I do not have an old pen. Or you could have said ما عندي قلم جديد كبير صغير and whatever, so on. مكسور, whatever. What is important is that قلم is indefinite, so the not has to be indefinite. It's مرفون, has to be مرفون, and it's قلم is مذكر, so قديم has to be مذكر. You couldn't have said قلم قديمة because قلم is masculine, so the adjective also has to be masculine. Number four, أين القلم? Where is the pen? I want to describe that pen with an adjective. القلم, the man'ut, is definite. It has to be, so the not has to be definite. القلم is مرفوع with ضمة. The not has to be مرفوع with ضمة. القلم is مذكر, masculine. So the not has to be also مذكر, masculine. So I wrote, أين القلم القديم? Where's the old pen? We could have written, أين القلم الجديد? أين القلم المكسور? And so on, whatever. Number five. الساعة blank. من الياباني. The watch is from Japan. Complete sentence, but I want to describe the watch with a not. I have to make sure that it has to agree with الساعة, the man'ut. الساعة is feminine, so the not has to be feminine. الساعة is مرفون, the not has to be مرفون. الساعة is definite with alif lam, the not has to be definite with alif lam. So I wrote الساعة الجميلة من الياباني. Okay, we could have written الساعة المكسورة, but it has to be feminine, it has to be definite, it has to be مرفوع. Number six, هذه ساعة blank. This is a watch. That's a sentence, but I want to describe watch, so I have to use a word that is feminine like it. It also has to be indefinite with تنوين, because ساعة in this sentence is indefinite with تنوين, and it has to be مرفوع. So I wrote هذه, same word. But this time, in the previous sentence, asa' was definite, so I say asa'atu al-jamila. In the sixth sentence, sa'atun is indefinite, so I'm not going to have al-jamila, I'm going to just say jamilatun. Hadhihi sa'atun jamilatun. This is a beautiful sa'a, watch. Number seven, ana fi faslin. I am in a classroom. This is a complete sentence, but I want to describe what type of classroom. So I have to make sure that, like classroom is masculine, the not has to be masculine. Classroom is indefinite with tanween, the not has to be indefinite with tanween. And classroom is the object of the preposition fi, it's majrurun with kasra, so the not also has to be majrur with kasra. So I wrote, ana fi faslin kabirin. Faslin kabirin. Kabir is masculine, is indefinite, and it's majrur with kasra. Number 8. Babul fasli. Blank. Mughlaqun. The door of the classroom is locked. Mughlaq is locked. But I want to describe the classroom, so I'm going to use the same word I described it with before, but in sentence number 7, faslun was indefinite with tanween. And here, al-faslu is definite with al-aflam. So before I said faslin, kabirin, indefinite. Now I'm going to say al-fasli, al-kabiri, definite. Babul fasli, al-kabiri, mughlaqun. The door of the big classroom is locked. Number 9. Man fil gurfati. Who is in the room? I want to describe room. I have to note that al-gurfa here is the object of the preposition fi, so it's majrur. The not has to be majrur. Al-gurfatu is definite with alif lam. The not has to be definite with alif lam. Al-gurfatu is also feminine. It has termabuta, so the not has to be feminine with termabuta. Okay? Man fil gurfati. I wrote man fil gurfati as-saghirati. So al-gurfa is feminine, al-saghira is feminine, al-gurfati is majrur, al-saghirati is majrur, al-gurfati is definite with alif lam, al-saghirati is definite with alif lam. Who is in the small room? The last one, fil bayti gurfatun. Here we have gurfa again, but this time gurfa is indefinite with tanween, and this time gurfa is marfoon with dhamma. So all of that has to be reflected. We have to make sure now we can use the same not saghira, but this time, yani we're not going to use alif lam, and it's not going to be majrur, okay? Because this time, gurfatun is indefinite, so saghiratun has to be indefinite with tanween. Gurfatun here is marfoon, so it has to be marfoon with, yani dhamma. And gurfa is feminine, already it was feminine, so the not is feminine. But now we have to make sure that, unlike the previous sentence, well, al-gurfa had alif lam, here it has tanween. In the previous sentence, al-gurfati had kasra, because it's majrur, here it has dhamma because it's marfu'un. So I wrote fil bayti gurfatun saghiratun. Okay, this is the end of this exercise. Very, very beneficial exercise. Inshallah, I hope everybody did well with it. It's important that we yani take these reviews serious. If this was a test, then you can yani measure for yourself. Did you get any wrong? Did you get many wrong? Or you got yani, or you, yani, whatever it was. But the point is, yani, the intent is for you to measure where you're at and to see where you need to do some extra work. That, a particular concept, the Na'at and Man'ut, came in lesson 9. So that was a few lessons ago. We're on lesson 13 now. If you have forgotten or you don't remember it fully, please go back and read the English key and look at some of the exercises. Okay, after this, we want to go to part B. Before we go to part B, I said we're going to do the review of the English key for lesson 13. But in the review, I mentioned what was in lesson 13, that we have plurals, broken plurals, sound plurals. Sound plurals are masculine and feminine. We have different patterns for broken plurals. Two of them, af'ila'u and fu'ala'u, are mamnu'u min as-sarf. And also in this lesson, besides broken plurals and sound plurals, we also had other things related to plurals, that is, we had the ism ishara for things which are near plural, ha'ula'i, meaning these. It's the plural for both the masculine and feminine ism ishara, hadha and hadhi. And also in this lesson, we had the personal pronoun hum for third person masculine plural, yani they are, hum muslimun, for example. And we had the possessive pronoun, which is the same word, hum, yani kitabuhum. And in this lesson, we had the third person masculine plural, they, for the past tense verb, ذهبوا. ذهبا is the singular, ذهبوا is the plural. And we had بعد, which means some, or a few, or a little. And in the first part of lesson, the English key for the first part of lesson 13, that's what we covered. So I did say we were going to look at that, so I just quickly took a look at it. And now we're going to go to a quick review of part B English key and the remaining exercises from part B exercises 3 through 6, okay, and the chart at the end of the lesson, and then we're going to look at part C. Okay, so part B, what we had in the English key for part B, lesson 13, on page 37, just a quick review of what we had. We had the personal pronoun هن, which is third person feminine, they, يعني they, like هم مسلمون هن مسلمات. Okay, this is a personal pronoun for plural when you're referring to females in the plural, يعني third person plural. And all of this is related to, يعني plurals related to femininity. Okay, so the personal pronoun هن corresponds to the masculine personal pronoun هم, meaning they, when you're talking about them, يعني in the plural, masculine or feminine. هم, masculine, هن, feminine. The same pronoun is used for the possessive pronoun. If you wanted to say, their, these girls, these women, their teacher, يعني, then you would use the same pronoun هن. Their house, you would use the same pronoun هن. بيتهن, كتابهن, مسجدهن, يعني the personal pronoun and the possessive pronoun for the third person plural, masculine and feminine, uses the same pronoun for personal and possessive. هم is used for personal and possessive masculine, and هن is used for personal and possessive feminine. Also, the اسم إشارة we mentioned in part A, for هذه and هذا is both, for both of them is هؤلاء, means they, يعني masculine, plural, for masculine and feminine. And in the first part, we had the third person, masculine plural, past tense verb form, ذهبوا, they went, masculine, and here we have ذهبنا, they went, feminine. So if you're talking about men, a group of them, they went, you say ذهبوا إلى الجامعة. If they were women, you say ذهبنا إلى الجامعة. Okay, in ذهبوا, it has the واو at the end that's added to the verb. That's واو الجماعة, which indicates masculine plurality. And in ذهبنا, you have نون with فتح at the end that indicates feminine plurality. نون and نسوة. So this is what we covered in the English key for part B of lesson 13, and we also mentioned in that part that there are some irregular plurals for feminine words, like bint is banat, and ukht is akhwat, and fatatun is fatayat. Alright, so that was also part of what we covered in the part B, second part of the English key for lesson 13. We already actually did the first couple of exercises for part B, lesson 13. We did 1 and 2, so today, inshallah, we're going to cover what you had for homework, 3 and 4 and 5 and 6, starting on page 76. Okay, so let's look at those exercises, the remaining exercises for part B of lesson 13, page 76, exercise number 3. And yani primarily, this part of the lesson deals with feminine plural affairs. Ism ishara, yani past tense verb form, personal pronouns, possessive pronouns, feminine plural words related to different yani affairs. Okay, so in exercise number 3, we see the past tense form of the verb. Previously we had kharajat, yani third person feminine singular. Here, kharajat, she went out. Now we see the plural, they, females, they went out, is kharajna. Kharajna. The ending letter on the end, noon with fatha, represents feminine plurality. It's called noon and niswa, from nisa. Noon and niswa. Okay, so this is a pattern. This is a pattern. Just like we take the past tense verb and add wow, followed by aleph, for the masculine plural third person, here we take the root letters of the verb and we add noon with fatha. Okay, these are patterns. It tells us in the past tense verb, if you want the feminine third person plural, you just add noon and niswa. Masculine third person plural, you add waw al-jama'a. So dhahaba became dhahabu, and here dhahaba became dhahabna. Kharaja became kharajna. Akala became akalna. Yani, you just add noon and niswa. Okay? Daraba became darabna. Yani, hunna, darabna. This is a pattern. Okay? Same thing with the third person masculine plural that we had in part A. And you just add waw al-jama'ah to the root letters of the verb. So, dhahaba became dhahabu. Kharaja became kharaju. أكل became أكلوا, شرب became شربوا, and so on. These are patterns. The past, the conjugation of the past tense verb that we are covering in these lessons is just telling us, yani, what do you do to the root letters of the past tense verb in order to get the first person form, second person form, third person form, the masculine form, the feminine form, the singular form, the plural form. Okay, so in this exercise, we are taking, yani, the form for the third person feminine plural. They, you're talking about a group of women, past tense, they did this or they did that. You take the root of the verb, whatever it is. In this case, for example, kharaja, and you just add the noon and niswa, noon with fatah to the end. You put sukoon on the last letter. So kharaja became kharajna. Okay, zahaba became zahabna. Akala became akalna. Shariba became sharibna. Exercise number 3 says, ikra al-mithala thumma hawwil. Ikra al-mithala, read the example, thumma hawwil. Then convert or transform al-jumala al-atiyata, the following sentences, then convert the following sentences, mithlahu, just like it, like the mithal, like the example. Okay, let's look at the example. Mithal, Zainabu kharajat min al-fasli. Zainabu, female, right, named Zainab, kharajat, she went out of the classroom. Kharajat min al-fasli. Kharajat is the third person feminine singular form. When you're talking about a female in the third person, she did something. Kharajat is the form for third person feminine singular. It's just a ta with sukoon. You take the regular form of the verb kharaja, just add ta with sukoon. Zahaba, zahabat. Qara'a, qara'at. Hafidha, hafidhat. Just add ta with sukoon. That's the singular. In this lesson, what we want to learn now is the plural. So the same verb, kharaja, you just add to it sukoon on the last letter and add noon and niswa, kharajna. Okay, so then this example I gave, the singular, Zainabu kharajat min al-fasli. The plural, Zainabu wa Aminatu wa Maryamu kharajna min al-fasli. So we just change kharajat to kharajna min al-fasli. Okay, I hope that that is clear, so that when we do this exercise, or you should have already done it for homework, so that it will be easy for you to understand what has to be done here. Okay, so that's the example. We change kharajat to kharajna. Let's look at the first sentence. It says, and by the way, in my book, there's a printing mistake. The second word, in my book, it has thahabata. The ta has fatah, should be sukoon, because the singular form for third person feminine singular here is dhahabat. So please check your book and make sure there's a sukoon on the ta of the second word. Should be a sukoon here, dhahabat, any third person feminine singular, which we're going to change to plural, right? That's the word we're going to change to plural. So the first sentence reads, al-mudarrisatu dhahabat ila al-fasli. Al-mudarrisatu with shadda on the ra. Al-mudarrisatu dhahabat ila al-fasli. The female teacher went to the classroom. Alright, now let's change it to plural. We have to change the verb to the plural form. And also, in order for that to make sense, then, yani, we should change the al-mudarrisa to plural. Al-mudarrisat, sound feminine plural, just means what? Change the vowel before ta marbuta from a single fatah to elongate it with alif, and then change the ta marbuta to open ta, regular open ta. So al-mudarrisa became al-mudarrisat. Al-mudarrisatu dhahabna ila al-fasli. The female teachers went to the classroom. Dhahabna ila al-fasli. Number 2. At-talibatu al-jadidatu jalasat fil fasli. Meaning what? At-talibatu, meaning what? The female student. Al-Jadidatu, that's a nat, the new female student. Jalasat, she, singular, feminine third person singular, Jalasat, sat, fil fasli. Now we want to change it to plurals, we want to change Jalasat to Jalasna, to Jalasna, with noon and niswa. Alright, so let's change the sentence to plurals. Yani At-Talibatu became At-Talibatu. Al-Jadidatu became Al-Jududu. Yani the plural for Al-Jadid and Al-Jadida is Al-Judud. At-Talibatu, Al-Jududu, Jalasna. Jalasna. Fil-Fasli. The new female students all sat in the classroom. So we're going to change Jalasat to Jalasna. Number three. Bintu Muhammadin Zahabat ila al-madrasati. The daughter of Muhammad went. Yani third person feminine singular. She went. Zahabat ila al-madrasati, to the school. Okay, we want to change it to plural. So we're going to change the verb from Zahabat, yani with ta, with sukun, to Zahab. Na, noon and niswa. So we're going to change the sentence. Bintu, plural. Banatu Muhammadin zahabna ila al-madrasati. Okay, this exercise is basically just reminding us and giving us practice in changing the feminine third person singular of the past tense verb to the feminine third person plural. Zahabat became zahabna. Kharajat became Kharajna. Jalasat became Jalasna. Okay, exercise number four is dealing with the plural ism ishara. It says, Ashir ila al-asma'i at-taliyati. Point to the following nouns. Bi ismi isharatin. With an ism ishara, demonstrative pronoun. This or that or these or those. Lil qareeb. Okay, here we're limited to the ism ishara for things which are near. Okay, so it's either going to be, if it's singular, masculine hadha, feminine hadhihi, this or this is masculine. If it's singular, if it's masculine, we're going to say hadha. If it's feminine, we're going to say hadhihi. If it's plural, doesn't matter if it's masculine or feminine. If it's plural, we're going to say ha'ulai, because we're only dealing with the ism ishara for qareeb. So the singular, yani, is divided between masculine and feminine, hadha and hadhihi, and the plural is shared by both masculine and feminine, ha'ula'i, these. Alright, so they gave us a sentence. The first part of the sentence, the mubtada, is going to be a ism ishara. We have to look at the khabar and see, is it going to be masculine or is it going to be feminine? Is it going to be singular or is it going to be plural? If it's plural, it's ha'ula'i. If it's singular, you have to know, is it masculine or feminine singular? If it's masculine singular, hadha. If it's feminine singular, hadhihi. Okay, so the first sentence says blank akhi. Yani it's supposed to read, this is my brother. But which ism ishara are we going to use? Hadha or hadhi or ha'ulai? Well, akhi is masculine and it's singular. So we're going to use the singular masculine ism ishara. Hadha akhi. This is my brother. Number two, blank ukhti. Which ism ishara are we going to put in there as the mubtada? Well, ukht is feminine and it's singular. So we use the feminine singular. Hadhihi. Ukhti, this is my sister. Number three, blank rijal. Rijal is masculine, but it's plural. So we have to use a plural ism ishara for things which are near. That is, ha'ulai rijalun. These are men. Number four, blank mudarrisuna. Mudarris is masculine, but here we have it's plural. Masculine sound plural. Mudarrisuna, teachers. So we're going to say, these are teachers. The plural is ism ishara for things near. Ha'ulai mudarrisuna. These are teachers. Number five, blank. Talibatun. And you want to say, these are female students. Taliba is feminine, but it's plural. Sound feminine plural. Talibatun. So we're going to say, yani the ism ishara for things which are plural, masculine or feminine, is the same. Ha'ulai. Ha'ulai talibatun. These are female students. Number six, blank ummi, with shadda on the meme, ummi. Ummi is feminine, obviously, even though it doesn't have tarmabuta. And it's singular. So we're going to use the feminine singular ism ishara. Hadihi أمي. This is my mother. Number seven, blank, أبي. أبي is masculine singular. هذا أبي. This is my father. Number eight, blank, طالبة. طالبة is feminine and singular. هذه طالبة. This is a female student. Number nine, blank, طبيبات. طبيبة is feminine. طبيبات is feminine, plural. Female doctors. So we're going to use the feminine ism, the plural ism ishara, which is shared by both masculine and feminine. هؤلاء طبيبات. These are female doctors. And finally, number 10, blank, تجار. يعني تجار is the plural of تاجر, and تاجر is masculine. But here is the plural, so we have to use a feminine, I mean a plural ism ishara. هؤلاء تجار. These are merchants. By the way, تجار is on the pattern of يعني taking a dhamma, and the second letter taking شد فتا ألف. فعال, فعال, تجار. Like حجاج. Okay, let's turn to page 77, exercise number 5. This exercise is dealing with the dhamair, third person pronouns, third person personal pronouns, third person personal pronouns. Yani, masculine and feminine, singular and plural. Okay, third person, masculine and feminine, singular and plural pronouns. So it's going to be dealing with huwa or hiya if it's singular, and hum and hunna if it is plural. Remember we said hum in part A is the third person masculine plural, meaning they. And in this part B, we said hunna is the third person feminine plural, meaning they. Okay, so if the pronoun that we need is singular, we're going to either use huwa or hiya. If it's plural, we're going to use hum or hunna, depending on if it's masculine or feminine. And the instruction says, ضع في الأماكن الخالية من الجمل الآتية ضميرا مناسبا. Either huwa or hiya if it's singular, hum or hunna if it's plural. ضع means put. في الأماكن الخالية, in the empty spaces or blank spaces. من الجمل الآتية, from the following sentences. ضميرا, a pronoun. مناسبا, suitable or appropriate pronoun, either huwa or hiya or hum or hunna. Number one, من هذا الرجل. من هذا الرجل, who is this man? Okay, we know that we're asking about a man, a singular man, so it has to be masculine singular pronoun. Huwa mudarrisuna. Huwa mudarrisuna. Who is this man? He is our teacher. Number two, أين الطالبات? Where are the female students? Okay, female students, we know it's feminine, and it's also plural, so we're going to use the feminine, plural, personal pronoun, هن. أين الطالبات? هن في الفصل. They are in the classroom. Number three, من هؤلاء الفتية? Who are these? هؤلاء is the plural اسم إشارة for things which are near. يعني the plural of هذا or هذه. But here it is masculine, right? Al-fitya too is the plural of al-fata. Al-fitya too is the broken plural for al-fata. Means young men. Al-fitya too, young men. Man haulai al-fitya too. Who are these young men? So we're going to use the yani third person masculine plural. Hum abanaul mudarrisi. Hum abanaul mudarrisi. They are the sons of the teacher. Number four, أين الطالبة الجديدة? أين الطالبة الجديدة? Where's the new female student? Okay, it's feminine and it's also singular. So we can use the feminine singular. هي في المكتبة. She is in the library or bookstore. Number five, من هؤلاء الناس? Who are these people? Okay, and nas here, yani could be nas. I mean, nas includes men and women, right? But we know it's plural. And from the sentence, yani the answer to the sentence is talking about hujjaj. And hujjaj is plural of hajj, yani so it's masculine plural. من هؤلاء الناس هم حجاج من الهندي. They are pilgrims, people who went to perform pilgrimage from India. Number 6. أين الطبيبات؟ أين الطبيبات؟ Where are the female doctors? Feminine and it's plural. We use the feminine plural personal pronoun. هن في مستشفى الولادة. هن, they, the female doctors, are in the hospital of childbirth, yani the maternity hospital. Number 7. من هذا الولد الذي خرج من بيتك؟ من هذا الولد؟ Who is this boy? الذي, who, خرج, went out, من, from, بيتك, from your house. Okay, the boy is masculine, and it's also singular, so we use the singular personal pronoun, هو ابن أخي. He is, يعني, the son of my brother, my nephew. Number 8. من أين هؤلاء الضيوف؟ من أين, from where, are هؤلاء, these ضيوف, these guests, يعني ضيوف, plural of ضيف. From where are these guests? Where are these guests from? Yani guest, ضيف is masculine, and it's also here ضيوف plural, so we're going to use the third person, masculine, plural, personal pronoun. هم من الرياض. هم من الرياض. By the way, ضيوف, yani is a broken plural on the pattern of فعول. ضمّة, ضمّة واو. فعول, like حروف. Like حروف, نعم, like دروس, ضيوف, نعم. Number 9. من أين هؤلاء الممرضات؟ From where are these female nurses? من أين? Where are these female nurses from? الممرضات, يعني, is the plural of ممرضة. So it's feminine and it's plural. Third person feminine plural personal pronoun. هن من الفلبين. They are from the Philippines. Number 10. من هذه الفتاة؟ Who is this? يعني young lady. الفتاة. فتاة is feminine and it's singular, so we can use the feminine third person singular personal pronoun. هي بنت المدرسة. هي بنت المدرسة. She is the daughter of the female teacher. Okay, so that exercise number 5 is dealing with the third person personal pronouns, masculine and feminine, singular and plural, huwa, hiya, hum, and hunna. Number six, this exercise is the last exercise for part B, and this exercise is dealing with plurals. Okay, so we're going to see different types of plurals here. Some of them are sound plurals, some of them are broken plurals, probably most of them are broken plurals, and we see different patterns of broken plurals by now. And we've been on this lesson for a few weeks now. We had these broken plurals the first week of this class, and we've been discussing them, yani, since then, and I've been reminding you to please memorize every one of these patterns, all 8 of them, with examples. So now this is a little bit of a test of your remembering, yani, your memory of the broken, the plurals of words, whether broken plurals or sound plurals. Okay, the instruction says, Hati jama'a al-asma'i al-atiyati. Hati, give, jam'a, the plural of the following nouns. Ukhtun, sister, its plural is akhawatun, going across. Bintun, a daughter, its plural, banatun. Muslimatun, its plural, sound feminine plural, muslimatun, just add Fatta alif, open ta. Muslimatun, feminine, female Muslim. Tabibatun, female doctor. Its sound feminine plural is Tabibatun. Second line. Tabibun, a male doctor. Its plural is a broken plural on the pattern of af'ila, yani from ta, ba, ba. Its original form is at. B ba u, but they joined the two ba's together with shadda, so it became atibba'u, broken plural that is from أفعلا يعني which is a يعني ممنوع من الصرف. A broken plural pattern that's ممنوع من الصرف. So it doesn't take تنوين. أطباء without تنوين. Going across, زوج means a husband or spouse. It's plural. أزواج from زي واو جيم on the pattern of أفعال. أزواج زوجة يعني wife. It's plural. Sound feminine plural. زوجات. The next word, فتاة. فتاة, a young lady. It's plural, فتيات. Third line, كبيرة. يعني كبيرة. It's feminine, meaning something big or great. يعني the plural for this word, يعني if it's in reference to a human being, it's going to be the same whether it's masculine or feminine. كبير or كبيرة. Its plural is on the pattern of فعال. يعني from كبار كبار. طويلة. يعني طويلة means tall or long. طويلة is feminine. But even يعني the plural for it, if it's in reference to a human being or human beings, the plural طويل and طويلة, the plural is going to be the same. It's on the same pattern as يعني كبار فعال from طا واو لام طوال. Same thing with جديدة. يعني the plural, if it's in reference to human beings, and we'll see in lesson 16 يعني some further detail rule concerning this, but if it's in reference to human beings, جديدة and جديد has the same plural, the broken plural pattern of فعلون. Dhamma dhamma, no elongation. فعلون from جيم دال دال جدودون. The next word, أخون, يعني is a broken plural pattern of فعلة from حمزة, خاء and واو, which we don't see here, but it's coming up in the broken plural pattern. إخوةٌ. Last line, كبيرٌ. يعني its plural is the same as كبيرةٌ on the pattern of فعال, كبارٌ. And جديدٌ is the plural is the same as جديدةٌ on the pattern of فعلٌ, جدودٌ. Okay, that's the end of يعني the exercise number 6 for broken plurals. And now we're going to end part A with a chart and vocabulary words for this part. The chart gives us the asma, it is entitled on top of page 78, asma'u al-isharati lil-qaribi. Asma is the plural of ism, nouns of ishara, of pointing, demonstrative nouns or pronouns, lil-qarib, for things which are near. So here we're not going to see things which are far, like dhalika and tilka, or ulaika. We'll see that in part C, in the next part, or part Jim. But here we're just going to see the asma al-ishara, lil-qarib, for things which are near. If it's masculine, singular hadha, feminine singular hadhihi. If it's plural, yani masculine or feminine plural, ha'ulai. Okay, so they're telling us here that if it's masculine singular, it's hadha, for example, talibun. If it's masculine plural, it's ha'ulai, tullabun. If it's feminine singular, the ism ishara for things near, we're going to say hadhihi, for example, talibatun. If it's feminine plural, we're going to use the same plural for the masculine ism ishara, ha'ulai talibatun. As far as the al-kalimatu al-jadidatu, the new words, we see az-zawju means a spouse, generally used for a husband. The plural of it, jam' is azwajun on the pattern of afalun. Going across, we have al-mar'atu. Al-mar'atu means the woman. It's jam', it's plural is nisa'un, a plural from a completely different root. Al-mar'atu, it's plural is nisa'un. And then when we go down to the next line, we see al-mar'atu bidun alif lam. If we have the word al-mar'atu, the woman, but without alif lam, meaning a woman, if you look, remove the alif lam, the word is modified slightly. You don't just remove the alif lam and say al-mar'atu becomes mar'atu, but rather becomes imra'atun. Yani al-mar'atu without alif lam, it doesn't become mar'atun, rather becomes imra'atun. Imra'atun. Okay, so it's a irregular yani form of the word. Al-mar'atu, if it's definite, imra'atun, if it's indefinite. The plural of it is nisa'un. And the last word is qareebun, which means near. And yani fa is ba'idun. Okay, this is the end of part yani ba, or the second part of lesson number 13. Now we're going to look at the English key for the third part of lesson 13, which is extremely brief. And it just mentions on page 40 of the English key, part C. In this part we learned that the plural of ذَلِكَ and تِلْكَ is أُولَٰئِكَ. Just as the plural of هَذَا and هَذِهِ is the same. Its plural for both masculine and feminine is يعني هَؤُلَاءِ. So for the things which are far, the plural for ذَلِكَ and تِلْكَ is the same word. If it's masculine or feminine plural, we use أُولَٰئِكَ, meaning those. Yani, ذَلِكَ and تِلْكَ means that or that is, and أُولَٰئِكَ means those or those are. Note that the wow in أُولَٰئِكَ is not pronounced. Yani, the wow in the beginning of the word, أُولَٰئِكَ, we don't pronounce the wow. It's just أُولَٰئِكَ. The word is pronounced أُولَٰئِكَ. Okay. Okay, so that's it. That's the key for the third part. Let's look at the text. For part Jim, Arabic text, page 78. Okay? Part Jim. Okay. The Arabic text begins on page 78, halfway down the page, and the Jim, it says, and you should have already read this in practice, and you can read ahead of me a little bit as I pause. هَؤُلَاءِ إِخْوَتِي وَأُولَٰئِكَ أَصْدِقَائِي. يعني هَؤُلَاءِ إِخْوَتِي. These, this is the ism ishara for near, these are my brothers. وَأُولَٰئِكَ, and those are أصدقائي, my friends. So إخوتي is the plural. إخوة is the plural of أخ, and أصدقاء is the plural of صديق. أصدقائي on the pattern of أفعلاء أصدقاء وأولئك أصدقائي. These are my friends. Line 2. من أولئك الرجال الطوال. Who are أولئك? This is for pointing to far. Who are those رجال? Who are those men? التوال. Those tall men. التوال and الرجال are both plurals on the pattern of فعال from رجل and طويل. فعال, رجال, طوال. Line 3. Answer. Who are those tall men? هم أتباء. من أمريكا. They are male doctors from America. هم الطباء. الطباء is the plural of طبيب. طا با با. Originally, the pattern of أفعلاء here should be أطبيباء. But they have joined the two باءs together, and they have moved the vowel from the first باء and put it on the طا. It became الطباء. هم الطباء من أمريكا. And here, أمريكا also is the object of the preposition من, but because it's from what type of word that ends with alif, and therefore we don't see any vowel changing, we say that it is مُعْرَب. يعني its إعْرَاب changes from being مَرْفُون to مَجْرُور because of the preposition, but we don't see the sign of it being مَجْرُور. So that's a special word called ism منكوس. Okay, so here we have من أمريكا. So أمريكا is ism majrur because of min, but we don't see any sign. Its irab is yani taqdiri. We'll study that in level 3. The next line, من أولئك النساء. Who are those women? أولئك. For that, pointing to that which is far. من أولئك النساء. يعني نساء is the plural of المرأة or امرأة. Who are those women? هن. Third person feminine singular plural. Personal pronoun. هن. Its counterpart for masculine is هم. Here, they is referring to women, so we say, هن أمهات الطالبات. They are the mothers. أمهات is a plural of They are the mothers of the female students. Next line. آباء الطلاب عند المدير. آباء, يعني is the plural of أب. It's on the pattern of أفعال. أفعال. آباء. Yani originally it should be a-ba, but they joined the two alifs together and with med and it became a-ba-u tullabi, the fathers of the students, عند المديري are with the mudir. Tullab is the plural of talib on the pattern of fu'al, dhamma shadda fatta alif. Ta-lam-ba, tullab. And then the last line. Not the last line of this page. أولئك النساء خالاتك يا مريم. أولئك النساء are those women خالاتك, your aunts. يعني خالة means the mother's sister, maternal aunt. Are those women your maternal aunts يا مريم. Turn to page 79 to finish this dialogue. At the top of page 79, the answer, لا, هن عماتي. No, they are my paternal aunts. عما, its plural is عمات. هن عماتي. No, they are my paternal aunts. يعني my father's sisters. Next line, هؤلاء الطباء وأولئك محندسون. هؤلاء, these are التباء. They are male doctors. On the pattern of أفعلاء. وأولئك محندسون. And those are engineers. Sound plural for محندس. Next line. هؤلاء الرجال فقراء. وأولئك أغنياء. يعني هؤلاء الرجال. These رجال, these men are فقراء, they are poor. وأولئك, and those, meaning those men are أغنياء, are rich. These men are poor, and those are rich. رجال again is on the pattern of فعال. فقراء is the broken plural pattern of فعلاء. يعني ممنوع من الصرف, it doesn't take تنوين. And أغنياء is the broken plural pattern of أفعلاءُ, also a broken plural pattern that's ممنوع من الصرف. So we have three broken plural patterns here. The last two are ممنوع من الصرف. We have رجال فعالٌ, we have فقراء فعلاءُ, فعلاءُ, and أغنياء أفعلاءُ. Next line. أولئك الطلاب, أولئك الطلاب, ضعافٌ. Those students are ضعافٌ. يعني ضعافٌ is the plural of ضعيف. The plural of ضعيف on the pattern of فعال. يعني those students are weak. ضعافٌ. Here again we have two broken plural patterns. طلاب on the pattern of فعال and ضعاف on the pattern of فعال. Next line. من أولئك الرجال. Who are those men, يعني, answer, هم وزراء, they are ministers, يعني ministers in the government. And وزراء is a broken plural pattern, يعني the pattern of فعلاء, ممنوع من الصرف, doesn't take تنوين. Okay, that's the end of the dialogue for the third part of lesson 13. And in what time remains, I don't know, we didn't have any exercises for homework, but okay, I don't know if we should take these exercises since you didn't have a chance to do them already. Okay, what I'm going to do, instead of doing the exercise, I'm going to leave them for you for homework. Let you do them yourself first, okay? So the exercises on page 79, exercise number 1, and on page 80, exercise number 2 and 3 and 4, those exercises are for homework, okay? But in the time remaining, I'm going to just look at the chart on page 81. We'll come back to it again next week. But I want to skip the exercises because I want you to do them for homework. And that wasn't part of our homework this week. So I'm going to leave that for you for homework this week. Let me just say now that you complete the exercises remaining for part C for homework. And also, Yanni, the next part of the homework is going to be the next lesson. Lesson 14, English Key Dialogue. And start the exercise. Okay, I'll give you a specific assignment tomorrow. What we're going to do now is just go to page 81, look at the chart. This chart gives us Asma al-Ishara, like we looked at before in part B. Asma al-Ishara lil ba'id. Yani, the demonstrative pronouns for things which are far. So, we see on the top of the chart, al-mufradu, and then the next column going across, al-jam'u. And the previous chart didn't have this. I wish that it would have had it. Maybe we should write it in next time. And then going down on the right side, we see al-mudhakkaru and al-mu'annathu. So there are four things we want to look at here. We want to look at going down the singulars first, masculine and feminine, and then the next column over, going down the plurals for masculine and feminine. Okay, so the first column, al-mufradu, means singular. So it's either mudhakkar, yani masculine, or mu'annath, feminine. The mudhakkar is thalika talibun. That is a student. The feminine, mu'annath, is tilka talibatun. These are for things which are ba'id, far. Okay, for things which are far. Thalika and tilka. We had in lesson 2 and in lesson 7. Now, for the plurals, al-jam'u, going across, yani the second column, we have for al-mudhakkar masculine, ulaika tullabun. And for the feminine, mu'annath, again, ulaika talibatun. Okay, so for the singular, the mufrad, we have masculine and feminine, dhalika and tilka. For the jam plurals, we have the same thing for masculine and feminine, ulaika. Okay, the same thing we had for the things which are near ba'id. For masculine and feminine singular, we have different words. We had hadha and hadhihi. And here we have dhalika and tilka. For the plurals though, for masculine and feminine, we had ha'ulai. And now for masculine and feminine plurals, we have ulaika. Okay, so that's what this chart is about. Make sure that you know all of the ism ishara for things which are mufrad, singular, and things which are plural, jam. For things which are masculine, mudhakkar, and things which are feminine, mu'annath. The next chart deals with the past tense verb. Okay, so we have, we don't have it written, but I'm going to use the same diagram from the top. We're going to have mufrad for the first column, al-mufrad, and for the second column, al-jam'. Al-mufrad and al-jam'u. First column is al-mufrad, singular. Second column is al-jam'u, plural. On the side, the two layers going down, we're going to have on the side al-mudhakkaru for masculine and al-mu'annathu for feminine. Okay, so if we look at the singulars, we have Muhammadun Zahaba, masculine. Maryamu Zahabat, feminine. Both of those are singular. Zahaba and Zahabat are feminine for Mudhakkar and Mu'annath. We look at the plurals, we have Muhammadun, Wahamidun, Wa'aliyun Zahabu, for masculine plural, past tense verb form. And for the feminine, Mu'annath, we have Maryamu Wa'aminatu Wa'Fatimatu Zahabna. Yani, feminine, plural. Alright, so the singular forms for third person, masculine, is ذَهَبَ, هُوَ ذَهَبَ, or Muhammad ذَهَبَ. And هِيَ ذَهَبَتْ, مَرْيَمُ ذَهَبَتْ. Those are the singular forms of the past tense verb for the third person, هُوَ and هِيَ, Muhammad and Maryam. The plurals, yani masculine, هُمْ, yani Muhammad, Hamid, وَعَلِي, هُمْ ذَهَبُ. And for the plural feminine third person, yani hunna, maryamu wa aminatu wa fatimatu, hunna, zahabna. Notice, that in the plurals, ذهبوا, we have واو الجماعة added to the end of the verb. واو الجماعة means the indication of feminine plurality. It's the pronoun, feminine plurality. It's the pronoun for masculine plurality. Means هم. They ذهبوا, they went. They خرجوا, they went out. They, يعني كتبوا, they wrote. They قرأوا, they read, and so on. That واو that's added to the verb, to the basic verb form, ذهبَ, became ذهبوا by adding واو الجماعة with an alif that is not pronounced at the end. For the feminine plural, we take the basic verb form and we add نون and نسوة. So ذهبَ became, with a sukun on the last letter, and then you add نون and نسوة, it became ذهبنا. خرج became خرجنا, with sukun on the last letter before نون and نسوة always. Okay, أكل became أكل. نا شرب شربنا, and like this. Okay, so the noon and niswa is added for feminine plurality. واو الجماعة is added for masculine plurality. As far as the new words in this lesson, الكلمات الجديدة, we have ضعيف, which means weak, and ضعيفة, which also means weak feminine. Adding تاء مربوطة, the plural for both of them is ضعاف. Remember we said the plural, if you're talking about human beings, for كبير and كبيرة is كبار. For طويل and طويلة is طوال. For ضعيف and ضعيفة is ضعاف. Okay? The next word, أم, with شد on the ميم, its plural is أمهات, mothers. أب, father, its plural is أباء, on the wazn of أفعال. قوي, يعني its plural is أقوياء, يعني on the pattern of أفعلاء, ممنوع من الصرف, not taking تنوين, strong. عالم, يعني a scholar or learned person, its plural is علماء, on the pattern of فؤلاء, that's the second broken plural pattern, that's ممنوع من الصرف, and it doesn't take تنوين. Okay, we're going to stop with this, and again, I'm going to remind you that next week, inshallah, we're going to come back to this chart and probably look at it again, and these vocabulary words, but for homework, inshallah, do the remaining exercises for the third part of lesson 13, exercise number 1, 2, 3, and 4 on pages 79 and 80. 1, 2, 3, and 4. And after that, inshallah, we're going to go to the new lesson, that is lesson number 14. Please, if you like, you can start tonight. You don't have to wait for the homework assignment next week. You can start reviewing the earlier lessons, or you can start doing the exercises that remain for part C of lesson 13, and you can look at lesson 14, the English key, the Arabic dialogue, and the exercises. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.